Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for June 11th to the 17th, 2016. The Palestinian Authority supports all efforts to conduct a peace conference. Meanwhile, Israeli attacks this week leave 7 Palestinians injured. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the nonviolent activities organized in the West Bank. On Friday, Israeli soldiers attacked nonviolent protests organized in West Bank villages using tear gas, rubber-coated steel bullets, and live rounds. In central West Bank, nonviolent protests were organized in the villages of Bel'in, Na'lin, and Nabi Saleh. Troops used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets against the unarmed protesters. Both in Bel'in and Na'lin, villagers and their international and Israeli supporters managed to reach the Israeli wall built on local farmers' lands. In Nabi Saleh, the soldiers attacked the protesters at the village entrance. Later, troops stormed the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. At the village of Kfar Kaddoum in northern West Bank, Israeli troops used live rounds and tear gas to attack villagers and their international and Israeli supporters. Many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Troops also fired tear gas at residents' homes, causing damage. The Palestinian Authority asserted this week on the need for an international peace conference and supports all related moves. IMEMC's Ramil Mighari has more.
Palestinian Authority hopes that efforts underway to convene an international peace conference to address Middle East conflict will bear fruit. To Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat was quoted as saying that there is no contradiction between the call for peace conference and the UN's Security Council discussions over condemning Israeli settlements building on occupied Palestinian territories. From its part, Israel rejected the call for conference ahead of meeting for foreign ministers of international and Arab key countries, including France, which had first launched the initiative. A statement by the Office of Israeli Prime Minister read that Israel believes that bilateral talks between Israel and Palestinians are the only workable option. In the meantime, Israel insists that the Syrian Golan Heights will remain under Israel's jurisdiction forever. Such an announcement by Israel comes in the backdrop of moves within the United Nations Security Council to reaffirm the fact that the Golan Heights are occupied lands of Syria. In other news from Gaza, former Palestinian Prime Minister of Hamas Ismail Haniyeh called for lifting the 10-year-long Israeli blockade of Gaza. He also asserted on his group's readiness to go for general elections, praising victory of the Hamas-linked students' mass at the West Bank-based Berzeit University. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
Israeli attacks targeting West Bank communities leave 7 injured Palestinians this week. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Navy ships attack Palestinian fishermen. IMEMC's George Ishmawi reports.
5 Palestinian civilians were injured on Saturday when Israeli troops attacked Palestinians near Jerusalem Old City. Witnesses said that soldiers attacked civilians with batons and pepper sprayed their faces. Later on Monday night, 2 Palestinian security officers were injured after a number of fanatic Israeli settlers hurled stones on their car driving on the Yitzhar Road south of the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Also on Monday, agricultural lands located behind the apartheid wall in Qalqilia were set on fire late Sunday night due to the firing of flares by Israeli forces, Palestinian media sources reported. Losses were estimated at about 50 olive trees and 100 dunams of land. Later in the week, a Palestinian youth was seriously wounded on Wednesday at dawn after being rammed by an Israeli military jeep in Balata camp, northern occupied West Bank. Saleh Abu Anad, 21, was hospitalized in serious condition at Rafidia Hospital in Nablus City. Another teenage Palestinian boy was hit by a bullet on the head on Wednesday as Palestinian security officers clashed with masked gunmen in the village of Kfar Aqab in the occupied West Bank district of Jerusalem. Hamza Al-Wahsh, age 15, was in front of his family home at dawn when a stray bullet hit him in the head, according to Palestinian security sources. Al-Wahsh was evacuated to the Ramallah Medical Center, where doctors said he was in critical condition. Palestinian security forces began a crackdown overnight Tuesday in northern Jerusalem neighborhoods after masked gunmen stopped Palestinian Authority Minister of Social Development Ibrahim El-Sha'ir at gunpoint near Qalandia refugee camp earlier that day and hijacked his car. Also this week, Israeli forces conducted at least 95 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and in occupied East Jerusalem. During these invasions, troops kidnapped at least 88 Palestinian civilians, including 5 children. In the Gaza Strip this week, Israeli Navy ships attacked on Wednesday at dawn several Palestinian fishing boats in the Sudania Sea area in Gaza territorial waters northwest of Gaza City, kidnapped 10 fishermen and confiscated 4 boats. The Navy ships fired several live rounds at the fishing boats before attacking them. They also ordered the fishermen to swim towards their boats, abducted them, and towed the Palestinian boats to the Ashdod port. On Sunday, Israeli warplanes launched one missile at a vacant land southeast of Gaza City. Damage, but no casualties were reported. For IMENC News, this is George Ishmael.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for June 11th to the 17th, 2016, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.iamc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Maher Kassis and me, Ghassan Bannoura.